This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast.
Sean Murphy to John Murphy. This is Connor Lawler. This could be the icing on the cake. Second goal for Carlo, and surely now they're into the Leinster semi-final.
At the end of the day, you ask players to do a job, and no matter what we do, say, we can be called great lads now, and we have the team moving. We haven't been moving, it's the players that do it. We can't train.
Carlo have restarted quickly. Long ball sent into that inside forward line. Oh, and it's broken for James Doyle. Goal chance for Carlo, and they've taken it.
This week, I talked to American basketballer Nate Schaefer, who has recently finished a highly successful season with ID Carlo. He led the college to an inter-varsity All-Ireland title, but there was a lot more to him than just being an American sportsman playing in Carlo. He came over on a victory scholarship, but rather than me talking about it, let Nate explain.
Well, I found out about the program, Sports Changes Life, this program that they have called the Victory Scholarship, through some college basketball teammates and coaches that I had back home in Philadelphia, where I went to school in Philadelphia, that had done the same program, namely Zach Yonda, who played probably 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago. It's hard to tell at this point, in Sligo, and Ryan Ansell, who played in Northern Ireland. So the two of them were both Victory Scholars. And during my time at Swarthmore College, playing basketball there, obviously, life plans come up. What do you want to do with yourself after you graduate? And that became part of the conversation. I was very interested about the idea of playing basketball more. Obviously, it's something I love to do. Basketball was a big commitment while I was at Swarthmore, so I was not able to do what many U.S. college students were able to do and take a semester abroad and study somewhere, away from home. So I was very compelled by the opportunity to play overseas. I really liked the idea of being able to serve in communities. That's a big tenet, a core principle. At Sport Changes Life, that's something I was able to do a lot during school at home, in between all my studies and my athletic endeavors. And so really the combination of those three factors brought me to the application page for Sport Changes Life. And lucky enough, I was able to get accepted and enrolled. And
certainly, was that an American program or was it an Irish program?
It's an Irish program. It's a charity based out of Belfast, to my knowledge, called Sport Changes Life. And so they work a lot with UU, but they place American athletes in Irish basketball teams all over the country. So just this last year, between the men's and women's team, I think there was between a dozen and 15 Victory Scholars, just like myself. And in years past, there's been close to double that. It had a bit of a trouble with attendance because of all the COVID related hiccup, but that's all moving along next year, to my understanding. And I had such a great experience with the program, so I was just very lucky that I was able to participate. I wound up in Carlo specifically by pure coincidence. Once I was accepted into the Victory Scholarship, they ask you to give some information about what type of academic experience you want, what type of school program. But you don't really get to sit there and pick and choose your landing spot, as if I would really even know specifically where I wanted to be, given that I've never even set foot in the country at that time.
Yeah.
I had some input from the guys that came before me saying like, oh, maybe go towards this, maybe go away from that. They encouraged me not to try to get into Dublin because everyone's going to get a chance to go to Dublin and it's not quite the most authentic experience. So I steered away from that, but specifically Carlo was pure luck and I couldn't be luckier.
Yeah. Can you just give me a timeline then? How long have you been in Carlo?
Well, currently I'm at home.
Yeah. But when did you come to Carlo? Were you in your first year this year?
Technically this last season that just ended a few months ago would have been my first real season, But I first came to Carlo in the fall of 2020. So I graduated in the spring of 2020. And then by fall, I was in Carlo. I was able to practice with the team. I was able to go to classes. We had, you know, an exhibition game as the season was about to start. And probably the last week of October, somewhere around that time, Ireland had a big shift in their COVID regulation policies.
Nice.
And that really kicked basketball out the door. All of my classes went online. And we were told, hey, like, everything's on pause for 6 weeks. So I decided I did not want to sit in my room in Ireland alone while every conceivable thing that I could do was shut down. So I flew home anticipating that I'd get to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas at home and then be back, you know, by January to start basketball again. And by the time Christmas showed up, they said, hey, like, the whole season's canceled, you know, good luck.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I was able to get back on my feet and get re-enrolled into the Victory Scholarship Program, which was an absolute blessing. And so once again in the fall, but in 2021, I set out for Carlo once again. And
you were persistent, weren't you?
Yeah, couldn't get rid of me that easy. No, I count myself very lucky that I was able to have the full experience in Carlo in Ireland with my team at my school, because it certainly would not have done it justice to do all of that online from home.
Yeah, you mentioned the word community and being involved in community. Is that part of your studies, or is it just something that in your own, not in your own interest, but something that you're interested in?
It is something that I'm interested in, without a doubt. But not only is it an interest of mine, just a way that I enjoy to spend my time, it's a responsibility that you assume when you accept the Victory Scholarship. So their driving goal is to entice athletes to come over, namely basketball players, to come over to Ireland with the opportunity to continue playing and the opportunity to continue studying in exchange for, you know, their expertise and their enthusiasm and their willingness to contribute with the youth sports environment over in Ireland. So, like, you really get a chance to bring basketball to areas that don't necessarily, they certainly don't have basketball in the same way that we will in the States, where there's a huge amount of infrastructure in the youth level. So you get to show up and really get your hands dirty and have fun with the sport and with the kids. And really that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah. So it isn't right to call you a scholarship student. You're not a scholarship student as such, or am I wrong there?
I may not be fully familiar with the technicalities of that label, but to my understanding, the award that I was given was a Victory Scholarship, specifically in name. Yeah. And to my knowledge, I was given the same rights and abilities as the other scholarship athletes at IT Carlo playing for the college team over there.
Yeah, if you look at it, most of the clubs, the big basketball clubs, the National League basketball clubs in the country, both men's and women, they would have Americans playing for them. You're American, but you're not in the same category as they are, for use of a better word. Let's say if you go down to a Team Garvey, they're not a college, they're a different set of ball, they have two Americans. Are they on a different scheme? Are they on a different, call it incentive, for use of a better word?
Well, I can't speak specifically their setup, but to my understanding, the scholars that Sport Changes Life bring over are in a slightly different boat than the purebred professional basketball players that are brought over from the U.S. or other foreign countries. So we're not being given a paycheck. We're being given a tuition check.
Yeah.
And we're being given accommodation, and we're being given a modest stipend and utilities and gym fees and everything that you need. But it's not a paycheck or a contract that we're signing with the basketball team specifically.
And was it a big culture shock coming over to Carlo and basketball?
I would say absolutely.
Where are you from? Where are you from in America?
I'm from McLean, Virginia. It's about 10 minutes outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I've lived in Virginia all my life. I went to school in Philadelphia, which is about 2 hours north of DC, also very close. So it's been a rather homogenous cultural experience for me. through my life. And so absolutely, Ireland was a big shock. Ireland, it wasn't my first time in Europe. I would say it was just as my senior year of college at Swarthmore was starting. My team took a trip and we went and played in Copenhagen and Stockholm and Helsinki for 10 or 12 days. We had a couple of games and lots of sightseeing. My coach at Swarthmore had played briefly in that area, so he had lots of connections and was able to give us a cool overseas basketball and just overseas experience. And I would say that trip in particular really put the last nail in the coffin of my decision making when it came to applying to Sport Changes Life. Like, I got to get my feet on the ground in Europe, which obviously it's different anywhere you go. I'm learning more and more, but something different I really enjoyed, and so that convinced me that Ireland was absolutely worth a shot, and I'm very glad that I'd come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I was very impressed by your whole attitude. But what I found looking at you, your attitudes were fabulous. You could have had this attitude, look, I'm American, I'm a basketballer, I play real basketball. But you didn't do that. And you, as you talked about community, you got into the community. You were very much, is it something that you're conscious of? Is that when you were coming over, that you're coming over as part of a team and that you were just one person on a 12-man panel?
I've always on the court attributed to the philosophy that it's very much a team game. And so in that respect, it makes a lot of sense to hear you say that I'm not overly focused on my personal achievements. But when it comes to just being in Carlo and being a part of the team everywhere off the floor, I think, you know, all the attitude that I was able to put forth, the enthusiasm, the sense of camaraderie was just a product of the environment I was able to be in. Between, you know, just the youngest guys on the team all the way up to our head coach, all of our fans. I was very blessed to have an absolutely amazing group that accepted me and allowed me to be myself and just had so much fun every day.
Yeah. Listen, you are one of these guys, too, that you're generally going to get maybe at worst 90% minutes of play on the court. You're one of the leading players, one of the leading scorers. And it was lovely to watch you play. And what's your philosophy about basketball?
My basketball philosophy?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a very broad question. I think you get out of it what you put into it. Absolutely. So hard work is a huge part of it. Sacrifice really matters a lot. People that are overly focused on their perceptions or their personal accolades or, you know, their pecking order on the team. It's those individuals or a team with that mindset is not going to be able to succeed at the highest level. And I think you absolutely saw that with our group. We had, you know, a handful of 16, 17-year-old guys that would get minutes here and there. But at the end of the day, they were showing up to our practices to get better. They weren't showing up to our practices so that they would be able to jump in the game and start every time we were on the floor. But then you come to our games and you see those guys on the bench and they're absolutely raucous into the game, super excited to be a part of the team and just giving everything that they had in the role that they were given. And at the end of the day, that's a great allegory for life in general, I'd say, is that
you
got to play the cards you're dealt. And I think our group this year did an excellent job with that.
Martin Conroy, Kojak, is a special guy, isn't he?
He is special is just one of many words for it. I can't even begin to sum up how appreciative I am of just the phenomenal job he did with our group playing basketball, but more importantly, the phenomenal job he did with our group just leading us and helping me assimilate and have so much fun. It was a true blessing, both with the National League team and the varsity team. It's all the success we had on the court, all the fun we had off the court, very much attributed to him and his leadership.
Yeah, and essentially then you have had only one full year, really, one full season, and the season has just ended.
Yeah, so our college season would have wrapped up the first week of April, if I recall correctly. That would have been the big varsity tournament that was held in Limerick. Our National League team finished up 2 weeks before that, maybe a week before that, with our defeat in the semifinals of the tournament.
That was in Cork, was it? Was that the one in Cork? Or
no, we lost to Sligo up at Sligo.
That's right. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And so but it's been a whirlwind of a two coming home. All the fun that I was able to squeeze in with all my friends that I've made over in Ireland, and then I flew home May 10th. So I had a month without classes or basketball, and I was just able to. I got to do a lot of Irish tourism. That was a phenomenal experience. My mom came over. I had some friends come over during their spring break. And then lots of just time out in Carlow with all the friends that I've made.
That's right. Where did you stay in Carlow?
I stayed at a building called The Hatch on Borough Street. It's right on the River Barrow there.
Okay. Yeah. Right across the street. You had your own pad, had your own house, your own.
I was in a suite, a two-bedroom suite with one of the Americans on the women's team, Lauren LaPlante.
And was there anything, any difficulties? Was there anything that you found difficult to deal with in your stay in Ireland?
Probably the biggest adjustment that I would have dealt with throughout the entire time was being away from my family. I mean, I chose a school in Philadelphia for my college experience in the U.S. because it was very close. I was able to see my family almost every home game that we had on a Saturday. They would have made the 2-hour drive up and, you know, spent the Saturday night on campus. Lots of the games that were, you know, away games that would have been closer to where my family lives near D.C., they would have made trips to those games. So through my 4 years in college, I would have seen them every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks at the most. And it was a big adjustment, you know, going that many months without seeing my mom or my dad at a different time. So I would say that was probably the biggest challenge I dealt with across the entire experience, not getting to see my sister as much as I'm used to, my dog.
Oh, go away. Yeah, people would sit and laugh at that, but that's tough. It is tough when you leave, you know, your family and you have a pet, and that's, I can just imagine.
Yes, no, I'm absolutely, I'm a homeboy for sure.
Yeah.
And so that was an absolutely big adjustment.
Yeah. Are you coming back?
I absolutely want to play more basketball. I've yet to set any plans in stone regarding where, when, and how I'd like to do that. Obviously, my opportunities are quite limited here in the United States. Because I'm not good enough.
You're very honest.
Well, it's important to be honest.
that keeps coming out the whole time when you talk about community, honesty, mixing with people. It's a trait which is carrying you well, isn't it? So what age are you?
I am 24.
24, yeah, you don't look it, you don't look it. Funny enough, when on the basketball court, you don't look that tall, but when I met you coming out of the college that day, God, you were massive.
Yeah, I suppose everyone looks a bit shorter on the basketball court just because the rim's tall and everybody's tall, but yeah, I'm not a short guy.
And tell us this, what guys impressed you and if you don't want to mention particular names, what are the strengths of Irish basketball and strengths of IT college basketball as well?
Oh, well, I think everyone impressed me in different facets. Like, it'd be silly for me to sit here and say that someone didn't bring something to the table that would have caught my eye right away. Yeah. I already mentioned a lot of the younger guys that that didn't get to see the court as much, that, you know, people that weren't in our practices wouldn't even know how good they are at basketball. But I think anybody that was in a gym on game day in the Barrow Center would have heard those voices. And that's so impressive. That's something that you cannot, you can't take away from, the skill of setting yourself aside and your pride aside and your individual pride and taking pride in the success and the competition that your team's being a part of. But beyond those guys, there's still just an endless list. Some of the older guys on the team, which was something I was not used to, obviously at school, was not used to guys being 27, 28,
okay,
older, playing basketball with them. Having guys that, you know, have wives and children was a big adjustment for me. And I think that it was very impressive that those guys really put the game into perspective for you. Both in the way that, like, you're kind of humbled, you're like, wow, like, you know, we're just playing a silly game. Like, these guys have like real jobs and real families and real responsibilities, and I'm here like, oh, this is like a hard drill, like, oh, this is a tough game, like. But then at the same time, you can kind of appreciate how important being in that room is, being in that gym, being with that group, because you see those guys that are willing to sacrifice time with their family or whatever to drive however far down the road in the dark and show up at a gym and play basketball for 2 hours. It's both very humbling to get to share the floor with those guys. And it's inspiring as well. You get to see like just how important the time that you're spending there really is.
Yeah. Can I second guess your answer to my next two questions? Your highlight, I'd imagine, was winning the college basketball title in Inchicore in Dublin, and possibly your disappointment of losing to the Drogheda Wolves in Cork when you were deprived of a place in the final. Would I be about right there, or is there anything else in your
speaking? Those were probably the two most dramatic games that I would have played in. And yes, you're right in the sense that they did go very opposite directions for us. Losing to Drogheda in the semifinals was gut-wrenching in a lot of ways, because that team, obviously I wasn't able to be a part of that experience, but that team has been very successful in the Cup in years past, but they have yet to succeed all the way and win in the championship. So they've come very close very many times, and it was tough to just come very close once again. And the college final game was very exciting. It was a very fun game. I can take a lot of credit for us not winning in regulation and making us have to win in overtime, with, you know, some missed free throws and defensive assignments and whatnot. So I guess I'm proud of the fact that I made it even more exciting than it needed to be.
But, yeah, and the ladies won that day as well, which meant it was a
yes,
fabulous day for the whole IT that, setup.
Yes, it was great to see Kojak leading two teams to two championships back to back on the same day. The women's team, he probably didn't even have to stand up during that game. It was they are very, very good.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to watch that group just demolish their opponents. And then we have to go out there and like try and make it look that easy. And we're never successful in that endeavor, but we always have just as much fun as they do, if not more.
Yeah, well, you've definitely enjoyed, no doubt about that. Have I taken my eye off the ball somewhere? I can't remember. Why were you not involved in Cork?
Involved in Cork, in what capacity?
The Drogheda Wolves. You said you weren't involved, are you?
Oh, no, I was involved. I'm sorry if I communicated that. Yeah, I was there for the Cup semifinal game, and I got to play. Yeah.
That's right.
Unfortunately, I didn't make the difference in winning that game, but we had a couple guys that were banged up for different reasons.
I remember
guys that were sick.
There was a couple things that didn't go that morning.
Yeah, a couple things didn't go our way, but at the end of the day, it's a game that everyone on our team feels we should have won regardless of the circumstances. So I would say your assessment that's probably, I don't want to say the low point, because you can't just say that losses are bad. You learn a lot from your losses, but that was probably the most difficult pill to swallow on the basketball court while I was at Carlo.
Yeah, you'd have been heading to Tala the following week or 2 weeks later for the final.
That would have been an exciting game, but unfortunately, we did not get ourselves that opportunity.
The Americans, they bring a huge game of basketball in Ireland. And if you look at it up in Sligo, Castlebar, and in Cork and in Dublin and in counties, clubs in Ireland, but they bring a huge amount of to the game, don't they? The American
players?
Yeah.
I think that they may bring, you know, different talents and athleticisms, but like at the end of the day, basketball is really special in Ireland too. Like I got to play in a slightly different way than I was used to at school.
Yeah.
At Swarthmore College, we played a very rigorously rehearsed procedural game. Everyone took very specific kinds of shots. We moved in very specific kinds of ways. And then I came to Ireland and it was more free form. It was more impromptu. We were flowing a lot differently. We were getting out and running, being aggressive, making different types of plays that you wouldn't have seen guys, I don't know, have the guts to make on a lot of American basketball floors. So yeah, I'll say that Americans may bring a lot to the game, but that doesn't mean that there's a lot already here produced homegrown in Ireland.
Okay. I briefly asked you about the future. You're hoping possibly to come back, and we leave it at this more or less. But where will you be this time next year? Will you be in a full time job, or will you be continuing your studies? Or
I have ambitions of getting to play basketball for several years, and Ireland was super, super special. I would love to come back. I also would love to play basketball in other parts of the world. I got a little bit of a travel bug getting to have my first real international experience in my year in Ireland. And so it feels almost contradictory to talk about how special my experience in Carlow was and then to turn around and say, oh, like I got to go see some other stuff. Like I feel foolish, you know, even considering going in a different direction. So I guess the way I see it now is it's just a win-win situation for me. I have so many excellent opportunities in front of me, and I just need to sit down and sort myself out.
Okay, Nate, I think that's a very good way to finish up. I really appreciate you taking the call, taking the interview, and we'll see where it takes us now. I'll be keeping an eye out for you in the future.
Thank you kindly, Kieran. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today.
You felt you wanted to say and I didn't prompt you?
Well, I mean, I could talk about how special all my teammates were for days, and there's so many of them between the two teams and the players that I was able to play with last year that I just feel I don't want to shortchange anyone, but at the end of the day, like every single one of them was so special. I got a very, very humbling, gratifying end cap to my experience in Ireland, thanks to my geographically closest teammate, Ben Kelly Flynn. He was really my rock over there.
He has always caught my attention on the court. He's wearing the number 4 jersey there, and he was...
Oh, he's impossible to miss. He moves around like a blur. He's endless energy. He's going to hit that crazy step back 3 right when you need him to hit it. He's a very, very fun guy to play with. But I think more importantly, I was able to spend a lot of quality time with him just because he lived a block away. Guys on the team, he was of closest age to me. So I got lucky that I had a peer there, and I got even luckier that we got to be good friends. He did me the tremendous favor of organizing a big going away party and getting lots of teammates from this year and last year and the girls team together and surprising me back there in April. And
where did you have the party?
At his house in Carlow. Wow. And then we were just out on the town in Carlow that evening. I don't remember so much of it, but I do know it was a very special time.
I'm not going to ask any more about that. yeah, very good. Yeah. Listen, Nate, as I said, it's lovely to talk to you. Really appreciate you taking the time, and I wish you well with whatever direction you do take. And I have a feeling we might see each other sometime again live.
I like that. I'm going to work towards that.
Good night.